Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bit weird to be back at Radio 1 today. Everyone was like, well done, well done. When I walked in, I was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. That was so last week. I still can't bring myself to watch the video of my one-man show in Edinburgh, the B1 Identity.
It's brilliant.
You can watch it if you want. It's on the homepage there now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's just something I probably will never do. I don't think I can bring myself to do it.
You will do in like 6 months' time. You'll go back and watch it.
It'll be a while before I can watch it.
Do you think it was weird? I keep wanting to say the Bjorn identity, but the Bourne identity was on TV on Saturday night.
I know. See, that's not just a coincidence, is it?
No, I don't think it is.
The movie picker off of ITV.
Is that his official name?
Yeah, that's what they do. That's their job. They blatantly thought, okay, well, Scott Mills did a one-man show in Edinburgh last week. It was the story of the Bourne Identity to the music of ABBA. So let's bung it on Saturday night, you know, after X Factor and that.
Do you think that's what he does? Yeah. Is that how you get the movies on? Is that how they pick them?
I think so. So he just, like, goes around in everyday life, sees something that happened. Maybe, I don't know. Let me think of a good one.
He sees someone in little round glasses and thinks, oh, Harry Potter can be on tonight.
Yeah, that. That's exactly how they pick them, I think.
Really, though? I think there's probably more to it than that.
What's that film with lots of farting on? Is it Big Mama's House? There's one I seem to remember that's got a lot of farting on. So obviously, he's on public transport, someone's let him on go or something. I know, this Saturday, I'll put Big Mama's House on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, it's my mate Chris Agris.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, good. Right, it's very windy where I am, by the way. I'm really sorry.
It's windy in a lot of places today.
Right, I've got another idea. I want to run it by you.
Okay.
I want to become a national sports champion, right? Which I know, you know me, it's unrealistic. I drink a little bit and I party a lot.
Yeah.
But it's always been a dream of mine to represent this great nation of ours, so I thought, how can I do it? So I sort of sat down on the computer, decided to have a look on the BBC website and go through as many sports as possible to see what I could do.
Mm. And what did you cross off the list?
Well, football. Although, I mean, I play a lot of football.
You love your football?
Really love it, but I'm not going to get to the required standard.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely by now, how old are you, Chris?
I'm like 23.
Surely by now, like early 20s, most sports people are kind of in the peak of their career.
Yeah, this is exactly it. This is the main challenge I have, is that most sports require you to sort of peak around this age. Mm. I'm too short to be a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not big enough to be a rugby player.
True.
So I need to find a sport where I don't peak now, but that I can sort of lead up to and then be at my peak in the future, you know what I mean, and really kind of smash it.
So a sport for older people.
You got it. I'm thinking of becoming a national bowls champion.
Right. Talk me through the thought process of this, please.
Right. When I did my GCSEs, there was a lot of times, I had a lot of time on my hands. This was a while ago. So me and my mate, we just used to chill in the park. And we noticed that there's, you know, all these old people playing bowls just on the side of the park. And they're always there. Most, you know, so many parks have this little bowls green. So what we did is we leaned over the fence. They invited us in. And then before we knew it, we were playing bowls. Right?
So you played bowls with the old boys?
Yeah. It was great. We did this for like a couple of weeks. And obviously, we couldn't wake up on the Sunday morning, that kind of thing, and just sort of lost touch with it. Well, I'm thinking of sort of going back to that, you know, because at that age, I still thought I had a promising career in football, but I don't. So my plan is go back to bowls, become a national champion. I want to like reform the sport. I want to become like the David Beckham, like the I don't know, the golden bowls.
Golden bowls.
Was this whole story leading up to a rubbish pun?
No. I have been thinking about it a lot, Becky. You know, I want to sort of reform the sport. I want big entrances and sort of celebrations. You don't see celebrations in bowls matches, do you?
What, you want a big entrance like on darts?
Yeah, exactly that. Like, so you sort of get led in.
What, walk-on music?
Yeah, and smoke and fireworks and things like that. And then what I want to see is, like, the audience change, so not have the same kind of polite... I want to see it get all, like, rowdy and I don't know, just... I've got this dream of sort of reforming the sport, you know, putting on that England shirt and playing bowls for my nation. I would say I'm a safe bet to be national champion in, like, 15, 20 years' time. I don't know. There might be young people involved in bowls, but I don't know of any. And we were talking about it in the pub the other day, and all my mates said, you know, go for it. Why not? Become a national champion. Bright coloured shirts, sponsors, big entrance music. I don't know what my entrance song would be.
Well, you've got time to think about that.
Yeah. Well, I need your help with it. So you've got a radio show which is obviously listened to by lots of people, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah.
And just see if you can, if like anyone out there plays bowls, or if anyone can help me sort of get into it professionally. You know, what do I need to do?
Okay, well, we can put it out there.
Wicked, man.
I don't know how many young people play bowls.
No, nor do I, but wouldn't it be a great thing if they did?
But I see what you're doing. Like, in 10, 15 years, you want to be the David Beckham of bowls.
Yeah, look, football's gone, I reckon, now off my list.
Yeah, you're too old.
Rugby, so I need a sport which I can sort of start training now. And I reckon, like, I'll tell you what, if there's anyone else who wants to sort of join my bowls team and want to be sort of the new future stars of bowls, I don't know, give them my number or something.
All right, Chris.
All right, let us know, though, yeah?
I will.
Good luck, Chris.
Cheers, Becky. Thank you.
We'll do everything we can.
I know you will. Do your best, man. Do your best.
Fives?
God, yeah, hang on. Bye, up. Did you get that?
Five. Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, my friend Chris is back on. Chris?
Hello.
Loads of people supporting you. I know that there's loads of people, like in their teens, 20s, late 20s, who want to be in your bowls team.
Oh, this is good, isn't it? I mean, this is the thing, like, when I spoke to you about it, you know, I knew you could get the job done. Basically, anyone who wants to join, I'm hearing all these names, I'm writing them on a piece of paper. I suppose consider yourself signed up.
There's a slight problem.
What?
They've already made a film about it.
Oh, God, you're joking.
Yeah.
What film's that?
Black Ball. I'm getting hundreds of texts about it.
It's basically everything you've said already been made into a movie.
It stars Paul Kay, who was Dennis Penis, who? And it was a true story about a young bowling rebel.
So this has actually happened already?
It's happened already. It also stars Johnny Vegas. Black Ball, you might want to look that up on the actual internet, and then maybe we can reconsider what's going to happen here.
Because I really can't think of another sport that I'm going to get away with, and by the sounds of it, if people want to join the team, then I don't know, maybe you could sponsor it, put your hand in your pocket.
But it's already been done, it's already been made into a film, and like, he's a triumphant bowls player and he's young.
Oh God, well, I don't know what to do then.
Okay, back to the drawing board then.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, bye.
Cheers.
Five.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know these novelty songs? There's not been one for a while, which always have dance routines. They've been around since, like, the 1900s, when this one was out. YMCA, it's fun to stay at the YMCA. And then Usher. How can you dance to this? And then Last Ketchup smashed it. I may have been heavily involved in one of them at the time, which was the Cha-Cha Slide. Don't like to talk about it. But I remember at the time, when I first started doing this show, we were even having national Cha-Cha Slides all over the UK. It's before you worked on this show, Becky. Remember this one?
This is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band, and this time, we're gonna get funky.
Sadly, DJ Casper never quite recaptured the success of Cha-Cha Slide after this one. Everybody clap your hands, clap your hands. I remember playing a club in Inverness, and every single person at the time knew the dance routine to this Cha-Cha Slide.
Even know the routine now. Is it something that I
two hops, one tab. Left foot, let's start. It just comes back to you, know?
It sounds like a really complicated aerobics video. Turn
it out. And then there was. Now, the.
They were my two favourites, those two old men.
The last person, they were brilliant, weren't they?
They were my favourite. Oh. They looked so
happy
to be there.
They were like some waiters or something, weren't they?
They were so happy to be there.
The last person who you'd ever expect to release one of these novelty records, Avec Dance Routine, has done so. Guess who it is?
You.
Wouldn't put it past me. It is the voiceover man off of X Factor.
Oh.
I know. He's now tried to do one.
Go on then.
And here's just a little bit of it for you. To the left. To the right. Rolling back. And to the front. God. Now, I'd quite like to see voiceover man do the routine to this. I really would.
So it's just to the left, to the right, a bit to the front, and shake it.
I don't want... No one wants to see him just like shaking
dad,
it.
It's just dad dancing.
What's that at the beginning?
Party people, looking fruity. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right.
To the left.
Lean right back.
Right to yard.
To the front. Yeah, the front, to the left, to the right, now shake it!
Stacey Solomon!
Ridiculous.
Oh, bless voiceover man.
I know, he's having a go, you know?
Is there a video? Please say there's a video.
I don't know.
Make it frothy.
Oh, God.
Creamy, give it to me.
What's he doing now?
Make it creamy.
Shake it away, baby.
Anyway, so that's Shake It by voiceover man.
Do you think he's having some sort of...
Midlife.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier we were going through some old stuff, some Oh What's Occurring's that we'd done, and we found this. We have absolutely no idea. We cannot remember what this was about.
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
What was Mika Masala?
Sounded
we can't
brilliant.
Actually find the game. We've just got him saying this.
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
I'm assuming it was me getting Mika to taste some curry or something. I've no idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it how people remember absolutely everything about this show. Apparently, Mika Masala, I tried to get him to eat some hot curry paste, and he said no, so I had to do it. Thanks for remembering that, because seriously, I mean, like, I would never know that, but so many people have. Just thanks, Tina.
You think you'd remember being fed curry by Mika as well, wouldn't you?
He didn't feed me it. I just had to eat it myself. Steve in Glasgow also said that, and Steph and Greg on the Isle of Man. Okay, it's now time for this. Oh, what's occurring? Champion of Champions!
What's occurring?
Some of your favourite Oh What's Occurring contestants are back in a Big Brother style. First of all, it's Sabina. Hey,
hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, Sabina, you were the one that liked flowers a lot, and
yeah.
You were very popular in Oh What's Occurring. What's been happening in your life since we last spoke on air?
I've been working with a designer called Georgia Harding.
Right.
Who's very good. I've been helping out with her for a bit. And I went to Edinburgh Festival.
Yes, you did. And what did you do there?
Well, I joined in with one that doesn't speak show.
Yes, his one-man
and,
show. You can see that online. That is Sabina doing the horns. That was quite random, wasn't it?
And that was quite embarrassing. And I saw loads of other shows which were really good as well. So, shall I tell you a few of them?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I saw one called Desire, which was really good. And Us Plus One. And The Importance of Being Earnest.
Ooh.
They were all very good.
How long were you in Edinburgh for?
Not long. I was only there from the 13th to the 17th.
But you saw a lot of stuff in that time.
Yeah, we saw a lot of stuff. We crammed lots of things in.
Did you come to my one-man show?
No, because we left on the Tuesday evening and you were on Thursday.
Well, thanks for your support, Sabina.
But I saw you online and it was very funny.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I can't bring myself to watch it, Sabina.
Oh, no, you look amazing.
No, but I don't want to. I will never watch it. It won't ever happen.
That blonde wig is something else.
Oh, God. It's reminiscent of a Pamela Anderson, I think.
I can't believe you had that kicking around.
Yeah, I've got it. Hello, you should see my dressing up box. Right, wait there, Sabina. Lots of people are pleased you're back on. And another one of our favourites, Sally May. Hello.
Goodness me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm choked up. I'm choked.
Why are you choked?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
It's, I was just pressing buttons this morning, and then look what happens. I'm like, oh my god.
You're back on Oh What's Occurring.
I know. What a treat.
I know.
An honour. Is that an absolute honour?
Now, if you don't remember Sally Mae, she's 24, she's from Nuneaton, and she's the person with the easiest job in the world, because she is a computer games tester and just watches computer games all day.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. That's you I'm talking about, you weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having some kind of seizure? Are you all right, love?
No, honestly, I'm good. I'm fine. I am all right now.
Tell us what you've been up to since we last spoke.
Cream teas. Lots of cream teas and courting as well.
Have you been courting?
Courting?
Maybe.
I love it you say courting. Off of your mum and dad.
It's not used enough, is
it? It's not, no. So who have you been courting, please?
Really lovely young man.
Yeah.
Called Lloyd.
Lloyd.
I'm going to embarrass him now, isn't it, really?
No, it's fine. Carry on. No one's listening.
Yeah. And he... Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Oh, no, they are. No, yeah. Yeah, and he's from...
He's strong?
He's from.
Oh, he's from.
I didn't know whether to say where he was from or not.
Well...
I don't want his actual,
I'll leave it.
You sound very happy, though. That's a good thing.
I am really happy. I've been spoiled a lot.
Oh, does he buy you presents and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he bought you lately?
Oh, goodness. Bought me bracelets, sweets. Mm. Takes me places. Takes me to vintage car shows.
I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're well loved up.
I am, actually.
But I just need to warn you, you are in the early stage of the relationship where you do get bought a lot of presents.
Those
that won't
vintage,
continue.
Those vintage car shows don't last forever.
No.
I would quite like a vintage car.
Oh, well, that's a big hint you just dropped right there. Let's play the game!
The best! Oh, what's the kidding?
Champion of champions. So you just... being a bystander on this, Becky.
Yeah.
You're just going to be there going...
Well, I'm not a champion, am I? I haven't won anything. I always get beaten.
Okay, Sabina and Sally Mae. I'll ask you, Sabina, first. Who do you reckon the heaviest celebrity is you could carry on your back?
Oh, we've already done this one.
I know, it's a best of. it's repeats, love.
Oh, what was the winning answer last time? Well, I can't remember.
Have a guess.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom. So we go onto Stupid Street. We ask them, who is the heaviest celebrity you could piggyback? You're saying Orlando Bloom was the correct answer, or the most popular answer?
Yep.
All right, Sabina. That last bit was only heard by Alsatians. Sally Mae.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think? What do you think?
Quick. Oh, my God. This is...
Any celebrity, who's the heaviest celebrity you could piggyback? Remember, we're asking the people of Stupid Street.
Yeah, not me. I was thinking me. I'm going to say, well, if Sabina's saying Orlando Bloom, I'll say Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sabina says Orlando Bloom. Sally Mae says Johnny Depp. Let's find out.
The best! Oh, what's the curtain?
So we get onto Stupid Streets, they're not always the answers you'd expect, and we ask them, who's the heaviest celebrity you could piggyback?
I like your necklace, that's good.
Thank you.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running the 100 metres?
Probably like Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole.
Just because she's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Dappy from N-Dubs?
Yeah. He is quite petite, isn't he? Yeah, I could probably, if you took the hat off. Without Dappy. The stupid hat, yeah.
Who do you think is the heaviest celebrity that you could do a piggyback to while running the 100 metres?
James Corden.
Yeah.
James Corden, that you could do?
Yeah, I'd like him on my back.
Probably Paris Hilton. I'm not very strong.
Maybe like a child, I guess.
A small child. Maybe
Justin Bieber. You love
Justin
that
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Justin Bieber. I like your cap, that's good.
Thank you.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you think you could piggyback whilst running 100 metres? Do you think you can manage Noel Edmonds?
100 metres?
Yeah. Do you think you get heavier than that?
Probably, yeah. Who's a bit bigger than Noel Edmonds? Simon Cowell.
Probably Keira Knightley.
Oh, Judy from Richard and Judy. I could do her on my back.
Yeah.
I could.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, that's impressive. Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running the 100 metres?
I reckon I can manage Cheryl Cole, but that's probably about it.
quite Ian Beale. Do you think you can manage him?
He's quite tall, isn't he?
Peter Kay.
Peter Kay, you can manage
it. Yeah, I could do it without a doubt.
Well done.
Well done.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running in the 100 metres?
Kerry Katona.
What about Peter Andre?
What about him? He's like really skinny. He's lost weight.
Do you reckon you can manage him?
Yeah.
Easy.
I could take him down with my wee finger.
Do you reckon you could do Bob Geldof?
No.
Smooth talking down with a slightly random train of thought there.
Yeah, but what about Noel Edmonds?
The most popular answer was Cheryl Cole, both of you. Neither Orlando Bloom or Johnny Depp featured anywhere as heaviest celebrity that you could piggyback. Sorry, let's move on. The best,
the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's occurring?
Sabina versus Sally Mae on Champion of Champions. Next one. Right, we all love a bit of Ray Mears on the telly, don't we, off of Wildlife? Do you love it, Sabina? No. Okay, Sally Mae?
I couldn't do it. It's a bit frightening, actually.
What, being Ray Mears?
Yeah.
Having to survive.
Does something to do with quicksand and falling into how to get out or something.
I know what you're saying.
He gets himself into some sticky situations.
Certainly does.
Absolutely.
But you know what? He loves all types of animals. Really cute little furry animals. He loves them. And Ray, in particular, likes beavers. In one episode of Ray Mears' show on the TV, how many times were beavers mentioned? Sally Mae.
I'm going to go with 30.
30 beavers on
not
this
beavers.
One episode. Sally Mae says 30. Sabina?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Let's find out. The best,
the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's occurring?
It's the best of Oh, and here's Ray Mears and his favourite animal.
This is what all the fuss was about. This is a beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver. Beaver. Hat makers had recognised that the fur from beavers had a particular quality.
Beaver.
Beaver. Beaver.
Beaver.
From the 17th century onwards, beaver fur was all the rage in Europe. Beaver. Beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver. They'd have asked for more than 2 elk and 2 beaver to be given to the royal family.
Beaver.
Beaver. It's estimated there were as many as 6 million beaver.
The beaver. The beaver became extinct.
And this is a made beaver. That's a small beaver.
Beaver.
That's the scent gland from a beaver. Very aromatic. Beaver.
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 Next.
Beaver.
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 When you put your arms around me, I get a
beaver.
But that's so hard to bear. You give me
beaver.
When you kiss me,
beaver.
But when you hold me tight,
beaver.
In the morning.
Beaver. 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 Beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver, beaver, beaver,
beaver.
The demand for beaver was relentless.
Wow, that's a lot there.
I made that more than 50.
Yeah, there's a lot. So Sally Mae gets the point because you said most beavers there, didn't you?
Thank you very much.
Well done. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Okay, so Sally Mae is on at the moment with 1 point. Sabina has nothing. Sabina, sob. Okay, let's go to the insults game. We used to do this quite a lot, where you get two people in the same room and you get them just to throw insults at each other and see who lasts longest. This one was ages ago, and it's Westwood versus Voiceover Man.
Off of the X Factor!
So, my question to you is this. Who wins in the insults game between Voiceover Man and Westwood? What do you think, Sabina?
I don't know, they both would be pretty good at this.
Yes.
I think Tim Westwood.
You think Westwood would win in an insults game between him and X Factor Voiceover Man?
Maybe.
Sunny May, what do you think?
Hello. Does that mean I have to go with the other one?
Not if you don't want to.
Because if we... Yeah, I was going to say Westwood, but then that'd mean we had the same one.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll go with Westwood then, please.
Okay, then, so you're both saying Westwood. Let's find out. The best, the best, the
best, the best. Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is the insults game. Okay, here's the insult game with Voiceover Man and Westword Big. Westword, you can start.
I'm going to start this off. Well, this is one I often use in the street when things get a little hectic, a bit of drama. You're a naughty boy!
You have all the charm of a soap dish.
You look like you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Wally.
I know your mum.
Krusty Zoe. Face.
Let me finish. Sour face. I know your mum.
Wally.
Let me finish. I know your mum.
Wally.
No, son. You may let me finish. You just keep... this is just going on and on. What you got to do, you just got to pause for a minute, fall back, all right? Just relax.
Simpering
sop. No, relax! I know, I'm about to go in with my insult. You don't understand what's going on.
Goofball.
Oh, my. Who is this guy?
Weedling.
Can't you go to a different agency or something?
Since when were underpants worn outside your trousers a sensible and dignified fashion statement?
Since Superman. Let me get mine in right now. I'm
shut
going
it.
In. Pause. You... I've lost my flow. Listen, no. I'm going in now. You look like a ball eating a wasp.
Wally.
See, I think Voiceover Man won it there. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are both wrong. And Sally May gets through to tomorrow on the best of Oh, What's Occurring. Well done,
goodness
Sally May.
Me. Hold on, my head's going to pop off.
Your head's going to pop off?
Sorry, no. Yeah. I'm sorry. Can you carry on, please? Carry on.
Are you okay to come on tomorrow?
I'm fine, yeah.
I think she's just happy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am really, really happy.
Oh,
sorry.
Bless you. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow, then.
Yes, you will. Bye.
Oh, Sabina. We'll speak to you again, though. You know that. You're a friend of the show.
You've got to come on and do your prank phone calls, remember?
Yay.
You promised.
Do you still want to do that?
Yes, I'd love to. It'd be lots of fun.
Oh, we'll have to get you in. I think that would be awesome.
Thank you.
All right, I'll speak to you soon, my love.
Yay! Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh's been on, off of Devon, saying, Scott, could you tell my sisters that just because she's in my room, it doesn't mean she owns it, please? Oh, I used to hate that. Get out my room.
It's going to happen a lot at this time of year as well, because when you go to uni and then your little brother or sister takes over your bedroom and it's like...
It used to happen to my brother all the time. It's like, get out with your stupid Lego. Oh,
how old was he when he was doing that? 17?
Yeah.
Someone was just saying, we were talking about this in the studio, and someone just said that he used to put a hair above, because he wasn't allowed a lock on the door, he used to put a hair above his bedroom door when he went out, so they could see if anyone had been, if the hair was still there when he got back, he knew no one had been in his room. I was like, that's quite serious, isn't it?
Get out! So, Hugh's sister, look, you're in the room, but you don't own it. Will that help or make it worse?
Probably make it worse now. She's going to stay for
tonight. Oh, rubbish. Right. We've got something... You know, like we love inventions on this show. We've got something that is going to blow your socks off in a minute. If you remember, we introduced you to the Slankit a while back. Describe what it is, if people haven't heard it.
It's a blanket. It's a backwards dressing gown, I like to think of it. But it's basically a blanket with arms, so you can still use the remote, still have your cup of tea.
So relaxing.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And then we had the onesie. The all-in-one, like the adult...
Baby grow.
Robbie Williams is a massive fan.
Yeah, he's got one. We've got the latest thing, along the same kind of lines, but maybe even better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now Becky's favourite new invention.
This is amazing. I so want one.
You know what we're like on this show? We're all about the comfort. When we're at home, we just want to be comfortable. And I know that a lot of you listeners are too. We told you about the Slankit ages ago. Now it's got celebrity fans like Davina McCall and Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams also likes the onesie, which we did tell you about a while ago. Think about it. Robbie Williams in an adult baby grow. That's what he does when he's back at home in LA with his new wife.
And when he's on the plane. Have you seen the pictures of him on the plane?
Yeah. Very comfortable. But I think now we've found the ultimate in comfort. Check this out. Here's the ad.
Where do you snazzy nap? In the car? On a plane? Snazzy Napper is here. The snazzy way to sleep while you travel.
Now, this is good if you are traveling a lot, but you don't have to be a traveler. You can just have it at home.
You can have it wherever you want. Mm. Shall I explain what it is?
Yes, please.
It's basically like a triangular hood thing that you put on. So, you know, when you're sleeping in public, like on a train or on a bus, and your mouth falls open or whatever, it's not a good look. Right. So basically, it's got only, it just covers your whole face and your shoulders with a picture of like a sheep or some kind of other nighttime thing on it,
really
some stars and the moon. And it's just a hole for your nose.
Mm.
So you get the eye, what are they called? The eye thing.
Holes?
That you wear on the plane. No, the
eye patch.
The eye mask.
Eye mask.
Built-in eye mask. Hole for your nose, and then it covers up your mouth so that no one can see when your mouth's fallen open.
Because there's nothing worse, is there, than when you're in a train or a plane, when you are asleep.
Dribble a bit.
And also the whole thing where your mouth is open and people try and put stuff in.
No, you shouldn't do that, but I did. When I was on a school trip once, I've never recovered. I was on a French trip, and some guy put, like, loads of salt and vinegar Pringles in me. I didn't like it. It was really horrible. I woke up straight away. I shouldn't have slept with my mouth open, but you can't help it, can you?
No. Where can we see this snazzy napper?
Is it on
our blog?
It's not at the moment, but it should be.
All right. Is it broken again?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So this is the snazzy way to nap.
Snazzy Napper is here. The snazzy way to sleep while you travel.
You will be able to see this on the blog soon. So you've got a built-in eye mask. There's like a picture there, or like a triangle over your face, right?
Yeah. But there's a hole for your nose.
Which is really good. Listen to this.
A soft nose clip allows the shield to gently contour around the nose and shut out light. The cushioned eye guard provides maximum comfort and light exclusion. An oval nose opening on the snazzy napper provides for easy breathing.
Easy breathing, see?
It's brilliant, and it's got pockets.
Snazzy Napper is so convenient and easy to use. It's like privacy in a bag.
Except everyone who walks past you'll be like, what's going on?
Still want one, though.
But it's brilliant. So good.
Yeah.
You block out the light, you get your mouth covered over so there's no, like...
On the subject of this kind of thing, can we, because he's away on holiday at the moment, can we talk about Rob the Boss and our experience last week when we were all living in that house together in Edinburgh?
What are you going to say about him?
The neck pillow.
We've never talked about this on air. I don't think we have.
Right, Rob the Boss, you know those neck pillows you can get in the airport?
He'll be binning that off for this snazzy napper now.
Just before you get a flight, and it's like it can be a foam thing or a plastic thing that you wear around your neck so that you can kind of try to sleep on an aeroplane. And you kind of just lean your head against it. You've seen them, those neck pillows. Rod the Boss, we found out last week, because we've never, either of us have ever slept with him before, have we? Or been in the vicinity of him sleeping?
No.
He wears one of those in bed all the time.
He loves it. He doesn't have a normal pillow. He
normally
just
you would wear
pillow.
Them on like a train or a plane or when you're travelling. He actually wears them in bed. And he says the ladies love it. Now, I'm not sure they do. Think about it. You get back to his place. Hi, I'm Rob the Boss. Becky. Have some wine. And then he's got a big old neck pillow going on off of travelling.
Well, if he likes it.
I now know that we'll get hundreds of other emails from people and texts. People going, yeah, what's wrong with that? It's a little bit weird. Oh, people are looking up the snazzy napper already. They love it.
You can get them in loads of different designs.
You really can. Yes, Paul, in Crewe, it does look a bit like that. Yes, it does look a bit like that from Mark in Chester, but it's pretty good.
Some people are saying maybe you could use it as a disguise. I think it sort of attracts attention.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.